We're joined by Crystal Yee, who is a regular contributor, a blogger, to a website called moneyville.ca. Her blog is called 20-something and Change. And Crystal, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, 20-something and Change, obviously you're talking to 20-something-year-olds. What are some of the important things that people in their 20s really need to know about money?
I think the most important thing 20-somethings need to know is how to save money. The sooner you start saving, the sooner you can finish saving. And once you've established a pattern of saving, then it just becomes easier in the future and you don't actually have to worry about it. It just becomes ingrained in your lifestyle.
Do you find there are a lot of people in their 20s with quite a bit of debt?
Yeah, a lot of 20-somethings have an incredible amount of credit card and student loan debt because post-secondary education is not cheap.
Right.
And, you know, I went to college and graduated with over $20,000 worth of debt, and that seems to be a normal amount for people. So the sooner you can get rid of it, the sooner you can kind of start the next step.
How do people save money, particularly as people in that age who maybe haven't been used to saving money?
I think the most basic thing is to spend less than you make.
Oh, okay.
So I guess the first step is to create a budget for yourself and make sure that you are spending less than you make and looking and really considering each category and what you can do to whittle away at it to save more.
Okay, so then what do you, if you do get to that point where you're actually putting money away, what do you do with the money? And just like, what, does it just sit there and grow?
Exactly.
Like, gonna like buy a boat with it or something? Like
that? Well, the more you save, the better your future is going to be. So once you have established a pattern of saving, you do have money in the bank, you can take that, you can invest it, grow more money with it. And, you know, the years do the work for you. Once you've established that, you can just sit back and relax.
Do you have any tips on kind of getting started, maybe even chipping away in a small way?
Even if you can only squeeze out $20 a paycheck to throw towards your debt, that's better than you were doing before. So if you can find small little ways to save money that you can throw out your debt.
20 bucks, it doesn't sound like much, but 20 bucks a paycheck adds up over like 30, 40 years
a
lot of money, doesn't it?
Adds up.
Crystal Yee from moneyville.ca. Her blog is 20-something and Change. Good advice, Crystal. Thanks for joining us. Good talking to you.